You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Pretty sure I saw the sun for a minute this morning, somewhere up there. I think it was there. Not quite sure, but man, balmy 22 degrees in beautiful downtown Cleveland. This is Baskin and Phelps. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. All sorts of good stuff to talk about today, as we do each and every day. We just talk about good stuff, and
we do. We're good talkers.
I think that's what we do for a living.
You can tell it's warming up?
Why?
Because they've cranked up the AC here in the studio.
Oh, well, that's perfect. I mean, you can never get cold enough, especially it's good for the computers. It's good for your phone. Jeff, who's coming up on the show?
You tell me, Andy.
I will tell you. Mary Kate Cabot. Yeah, we can do that, too.
It'll be great.
How about Mike Florio?
Who?
Mike Florio.
Pro Football Talk?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
How about Chris Fedor?
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Man, we got three big-timers today.
Big show.
Liking that.
Problem is, I'm stuck in yesterday's show, Jeff.
Yeah? What's yesterday's show?
There's a point in yesterday's show. No, it just started sticking in the back of my head. So, you know, Mary Kay Cabot fires off a couple questions at Kevin Stefanski about his future.
They made the headlines all over the place, as they would.
And are you surprised? No, I'm not.
No,
not at all.
I hate it when guys get asked about their futures. It's rough.
What would you have liked him to say yesterday when she asked those questions? You know what? Got to tell you, not happy. They traded Pickett when I really wasn't big on that. They traded Flacco when I was like, okay, I'm going to need a little bit more here to get Gabriel ready. Oh, well, all right. Go, Gabriel, guess what? You're ready. Sanders is your number two. I don't know what we're doing here with quarterback. Oh, boy, what's going on with my offensive line? Man, do I really have someone to have a quarterback, no matter who it is? Pickett, Flacco, Gabriel, Sanders, Watson, Huntley, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Who are they going to throw to? Why? Because we have a team where the running backs and the tight ends have way more catches than your wide receivers. So as he sits around and tries to contemplate all these things that are going on, yesterday he gets the question, have you contemplated your future with this franchise? Jeff, I'm going to come straight out of the chute. I just feel like it's over. Like, Kevin Stefanski will be somewhere else next year. And I don't know if the fans like that or don't like that. I also hesitate whenever I get into a conversation like that because I'm always on the next question. It's okay, you don't want Kevin Stefanski to be the head coach? That's fine. Who is going to be better? who's going to be a better head coach? And then I started looking through a couple articles. I'm like, who are the top candidates for coaching? And I'm going to talk to you about this in a second. There's a surprise in the list, and it has to do with Kevin Stefanski. So I just, Jeff, yesterday when we heard those questions getting fired off at Kevin yesterday, does that give you any sense of what Stefanski's future might be for next year?
No, I don't think Kevin has that control. Yeah, obviously, unless he decides to resign, which I wouldn't expect him to do, he's under contract. I think Kevin handled the question as well as he possibly could.
I do too.
I understand Mary Kay asking it, certainly. And I don't think, unless Kevin writes a book 20 years down the road, you'll ever hear exactly what he thinks about the situation that he's been put into this year or the job that they've done this year. I don't think we'll ever hear it.
So as I was talking about it, and I was like, okay, if they do let Kevin go or they decide they want to part ways with Kevin, where are they going? So, I mean, just simple search. Okay, top head coaching candidates for 2026. Don't think it's that hard. Dan Graziano wrote it for ESPN. Simple. And a lot of these names make sense. Vance Joseph, defensive coordinator for the Broncos, right? Why not? I mean, they're looking at, you know, a great year on defense. They got a chance to break some sack records there, along with, you know, as we watch Myles Garrett do it here. They can do it for team. They had 55 through 13 games. The next name they popped out there was Chris Shula, which, you know, as soon as I hear the name Shula, I always think Dolphins, John Carroll. Dolphins, John Carroll. Chris Shula, you know, his grandson.
Son of David.
Yeah. Don's grandson is doing a fantastic job with the Rams as their defensive coordinator. Again, their top two choices are on defense. In fact, you can keep going. A guy that spent some time in Cleveland, Jeff Hafley, defensive coordinator for the Packers. Do you think he'll be a good head coach someday? Dan Menigan, we bring you in.
He did well when he was at Boston College, taking probably the best player he had when he was at BC was Zay Flowers. And I don't know if anybody's head over heels for that guy at any point.
People in Baltimore.
Yeah, they could take or leave him. He has his moments.
Again, right out of the chute, three defensive guys. Then,
which makes a lot of sense for a team that has a pretty good defense and a lousy offense.
For us, makes no sense at all, right? So keep moving down. Matt Nagy is the next guy. Joe Brady with the Bills, who we'll see this week. Robert Saleh, who's the defensive coordinator. And then it's all, Jesse Minter, defensive. A lot of defensive names are the hot prospects. Clint Kubiak would be one on offense if you were trying to bring in somebody else. He's with Seattle. He's their OC. And then Arthur Smith, who's over with the Steelers, their offensive coordinator. I don't know about that. But here's the problem.
He doesn't need the money.
The next guy is the wild card in the story. And his name, I don't know if you guys have heard him or not, is Kevin Stefanski. And so as I'm reading through this.
They're going to fire him and then hire him back? Is that what you're saying?
No, you're just not going to fire him at all.
Going to give him a new contract?
Does he get more money or less money?
No, same. Status quo. No change. He just said, and this is what, you know, Dan said at the end, Graziano, Stefanski is well-liked, well-regarded around the league, and the perception of the Deshaun Watson situation and the quarterback mess that has now ensued aren't his fault. I repeat, aren't his fault. Again, it's possible, likely even, that the Browns feel the same way and they decide they don't want to lose him. However, if they move on, I'd rank him near the top of this list of hot coaching candidates going into next season.
Nothing we haven't heard from others, and Graziano, certainly well-connected, backing that up.
Again, the story was ranking the top NFL head coaching candidates for 2026 openings. Are we really ready to let him go? It sounds to me, Jeff, like fans are. Fans are like, we've seen enough of Kevin Stefanski. He's had enough of a chance. I know he was a two-time coach of the year. I get it. But this team only has 6 wins in the last 2 seasons. Is this just a matter of, you know what, we like you, but this isn't working out. Time to move on. You need to go find someone else. We need to go find someone else. Is it that simple? Because the reaction, and people just think, it's the NFL, 6 wins, 2 years. Kevin's gone. See you later. But
it's
then
not,
you read a story like that.
It's not that simple.
Okay, I'll make it easier for me then.
It's not that simple. I can't make it easier. I can make it more difficult.
Okay, well, then do that.
It's this. Do you think you can find someone who can do a better job? I'm sure there are people out there you can, but you going to find one? You know what I mean?
I mean, you gave us the numbers yesterday about where he ranks in Browns coaching history.
How are you going to find him? I mean, who's going to hire him? You're going to put together a consulting firm search to
find the next Browns head coach?
Well, they've done it before. That happens all the time. Jed Hughes, who used to be an assistant coach with the Browns way back in the day,
yeah,
works for, Korn Ferry? Is that the name of the company? And it's a big search firm. Dan's shaking his head.
Is that the same?
They get hired to run coaching searches.
Group? Yes.
They do golf too. Okay. Yeah.
They get hired to run coaching searches.
Hmm.
And Jed Hughes used to be an assistant for the Browns. And he's one of the guys who does this stuff. And so you're going to hire an outside firm to find you a head coach. See, that if you've just decided it's time to move on, then I think you probably need to move on from everything.
Meaning?
Front office as well. Yeah. And if not, then you roll it all back. To me, they should be a package deal.
Will they be?
I don't have any idea. To me, they should be.
What's your gut on it?
I think Kevin's on a hotter seat than Andrew Berry.
I feel like Andrew kind of saved himself this year. And the other question
is, does one draft make up for five that weren't very good?
Well, again, I ask the question, if Jimmy Haslam took the ultimate bullet when he was saying, hey, look, you know, we took a swing and a miss with Deshaun. When he said that, does that make it on him? Does that make everything on him? You know, and then I just read the Dan Graziano story that said at the end, you know, the Deshaun situation, the Deshaun Watson situation and quarterback mess isn't his fault. What's he had, like 13? I think he's had 13 quarterbacks since he got here, 13 different starting quarterbacks for Kevin alone. And I don't know how you can, and if you think Kevin's strong suit is quarterbacks and offense, I mean, when you're changing once every, I don't know, 7 to 10 games, I don't know how you can actually lean into that, how you can feel good about that. So, you know, again, we sit here, we talk about this, and it's like, is the end near for Kevin Stefanski? And is it just, and don't be reactionary about it. Like, it's a, okay, Browns lost on Sunday. Oh, fire coach. Like, that just seems simpleton to me.
And the coaching staff, I don't think, has done a real good job this year. And I say that because we've seen the product. Hasn't been a really good job. Has it been as... The question to me is this. Have they done as good of a job as you could, given what it is they've been given to work with? That's a bigger question. That's a bigger question. And even if the answer is, yeah, they've done a good job with what they've been given to work with, it's pro sports. And you've had a 6-year run. The last 2 years have been atrocious, and it's usually, what have you done for me lately? You know, the first 4 years were pretty solid.
Yeah.
First 4 years were pretty solid. And what happened in the first 4 years? They were coaching a roster that wasn't as affected by the big move with Deshaun Watson.
True. That's a good point.
And one that wasn't necessarily assembled by Andrew Berry. In the John Dorsey's, the first team was John Dorsey's team for the most part.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the, and here's another question for you. Look at the offense, okay? Look at the Browns offense. Quinchon wasn't here to start the season. Shadur wasn't your starting quarterback. It was your number four. Harold Fannin was sitting behind David Njoku. Your offensive line is completely beat up. Teller, Petonio. I mean, you keep going on and on. Yeah, now you're asking folks like Whipler to step up, which I think is appropriate. But, you know, you're starting Cam Robinson at left tackle. Your wide receiving core, you were hoping for things from Cedric Tillman. Have you seen anything that's really made you feel great about the future?
Cedric has reached this point. Well, if you can't stay healthy, we got to find somebody else. And I really like Cedric Tillman.
I see little things with Isaiah Bond that make me feel like he could work with Shadur Sanders. We've seen it. I mean, it's been the little
ray of hope. Yeah, Isaiah's intriguing.
Is it fair to judge this head coach? Look at the offense. Look who's playing. Look who they thought was going to be playing in the beginning of the season. Look where they are now. But does it just seem inevitable, as I said, as we started talking yesterday, that Kevin Stefanski's days are numbered to probably 3 more games? What do you think? 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. Does it feel like the inevitable is coming for Kevin Stefanski at the end of the season?
Well, you just called it the inevitable. Is so it? You, no, you apparently it, think it is.
I don't know. I'm not all in on it. I'm not. Are you? Are you all in? Like, if they come out at the end of the season and say, again, these next 3 weeks might have a difference in the way I think, I just, are you going to do better? And when I read ESPN, are they going to say, well, the hottest candidate out there is going to be Kevin Stefanski because it wasn't his fault in Cleveland?
I hate to even say it this way because I would love to be able to take a stance on this that's a real solid one, and I can't. Because I think the guy can coach. I think Kevin can coach. And I think he'll get hired if he gets canned here. And if he doesn't get hired this year, he'll get hired next year. And I think he'll do a fine job. But coaches don't survive 3 wins and then whatever this is going to be.
You know, you're 6-25 since the start of last season.
Yeah, at the most, this is going to be a 6-win season. And does anybody think they're going to win 3 straight? I don't.
No.
I think Buffalo is going to smoke them. And I think they'll be lucky to win against Pittsburgh. And I think they have a chance to win against Cincy. So if this ends up 3 wins and 4 wins, coaches don't survive that very often.
I think that,
and I don't think it's all his fault.
And like, I don't think
most
it is
of it's not. Sorry, most of it's not.
No, I'm with you. I'm not. I know we have a lot of listeners, and there are folks that are saying that Kevin needs to go, and I kind of see the argument. And there have been times when I'm like, I guess I don't know. Can he do better? You know, that's the next question. Can they do better?
There's a catch. Well,
before we get there, give me the case why you think Kevin Stefanski should stay.
Because this, I just went through the offense again, and it's like, it's really hard to look at this offense and say, that's the coach's fault. It's garbage. It's banged up garbage. It's exactly what our offense is right now. I mean, you're either hurt or you're underachieving.
Andy, there are three guys, to me, three guys on the offense who I think, yeah, yep, that one works. Quinshon Judkins, Harold Fannin, and Joel Bitonio. That's it.
And Joel's probably gone.
And Joel, well, who knows what Joel's going to do. There are three guys who I think, yep, and I'm basing it on who played against Chicago and who didn't. You know, because guys were beat up.
Right.
But on the field against Chicago, Quinshon, Fannin, and Bitonio. Other than that, you didn't have a whole lot. Could Shadur become something? Sure.
Yeah.
Could Isaiah Bond become something? Sure. But I thought you had three guys. Two of them are rookies. So good luck to any coaching staff who's trying to make that work. And this coaching staff didn't make that work. Well, is that a surprise?
No, I'm not surprised that it didn't work. And and you want to dig a little deeper. Again, you didn't have Judkins to start the season. And did you really think that you'd get more productivity from Fannin than David Njoku?
No, and, you know, David's a free agent.
Yeah.
So is David back next year?
I don't know.
I don't know. If I'm David, I probably wouldn't want to be back. And David,
you want to go through the rebuild?
David has said, we've heard David say it, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I love it here. Well, that's awesome.
You know how happy I'd be to have Njoku and Fannin for the next five, six years? That'd be
awesome. David's still a young player, and David's good. I think David's a really good player. But have we seen it this year? No.
You got to get him healthy. Got to get him the ball, too. Yeah, that's the other thing.
Well, there it is, Andy. You got to get him the ball. And there are a lot of reasons why that hasn't happened.
The other part of it, too, is can I blame Kevin for special teams? Or you want to blame the head coach for special teams?
I don't
blame him. Is that a general manager
issue? I don't blame him for special teams as much as I blame him for the lack of accountability on how poor the special teams has been.
So who is the accountability ultimately up to? Is it? I mean, if he doesn't tell you to what do you want him to call out guys? That's not who he is.
No. I don't mean it from calling out people. It's just I think the three of us can agree, and we all hate calling for people's jobs and livelihoods and everything else like that. It makes the three of us feel uncomfortable. But there should have been some repercussion for Bubba Ventrone for how the special teams has played this season.
Is that especially on the head coach? Does the head coach make the fire there?
It's his staff.
Well, you would think so.
It's his staff.
Never know.
It's not the Browns staff. It's the coaching staff. He is the head
but Dano,
coach.
That can I?
Please,
can I use a Menigan word?
Please.
That's an adorable thought.
I mean,
an adorable thought.
Do you think there's anybody on staff that ownership or general manager, one of the two of them came up to him and said, "Hey, you know what? We should hire this guy. Let's get her done."
It's usually collaborative.
Even if that's the case.
You better be a Super Bowl winning coach to be able to garner that kind of weight to say, nope, I don't want that guy as my coordinator.
But if that's the case, would Jimmy Haslam, let's go down this road, okay? We don't know, but let's go down the road. In any other business on this planet, if Jimmy Haslam had a part of it that was underperforming to the level of the Browns special teams, do you think the head of that division would be employed?
No.
As a smart businessman. Just yourself as a smart businessman.
Would he be employed? No.
That's my thing. There should have been some kind of repercussion for Bubba Ventrone. That's one of the things that I have circled against Kevin Stefanski.
I get that. You could sit here and just say, well, you know, maybe Bubba had guys in the right position and they didn't make tackles. It's happened so repeatedly that it's got to be schematic. so repeatedly. There have been so many mistakes. There's obviously something not working there.
Yeah, I mean, I always go back to, I just don't understand why they ever made the switch in the first place. Like, what did Mike Prefer do wrong that they thought that Bubba Ventrone was an upgrade? That was one of those, and it was just kind of, it was one of those hidden moves because the team was having, I think they were having, you know, success at the time, and you're like, what? Oh, I guess something. I don't understand. And since Bubba's been here, whether it's Bubba's fault or not, I mean, the special teams has been nothing to write home about. In fact, it's cost you games.
That's fair.
So, like, I'll never understand why they did that. And are you saying you? I don't know. Was that Kevin's call? Was Kevin's like, no more Mike Prefer. We need to bring Bubba in. Like, I don't see that.
I have no idea.
I'm not buying that. To me, that was just a weird move when it happened.
I know I can't stand firing the hitting coach when the players can't hit. I can't, you know, firing the pitching coach when the pitchers aren't doing as well as you should always makes my head hurt too. Mm-hmm. But that felt like one of those moments that it's like, all right, Bubba, it's time. It's just time. You need to move on for Bubba Ventrone just to send some kind of a message in season.
In season, yeah.
To say to even to the players that what you're doing is not what we are looking for. This is not acceptable.
Huh. Jeff, you used the word yesterday. I think we were just talking, you know, at what point is someone a scapegoat? I think you were the one that said this to me yesterday. Is it Kevin is a scapegoat? Is it Andrew is a scapegoat? Is it, okay, we'll let Bubba go. That'll be the scapegoat. Okay, the big change will be we're changing special teams coach. I don't know how that would make
it. To me, it's this. If the ownership wants to make changes at the end of the season, then you should change everything. If you fired, I would think if you let go of Kevin Stefanski and kept Andrew Berry, I would think, well, Andrew put together the roster that wasn't very good. Well, then why are you keeping him based on one draft? Well, Kevin Stefanski was 2-time coach of the year. So there are 2 in his column.
Right. Any odds you think they would just bring the whole thing back?
I think there's a chance.
I do, too. I think there's a small chance.
It goes back to the big picture question.
What's going to happen these last 3 games or just everything?
No. Who dumped Deshaun Watson onto the organization?
Well, the other question comes into play is if management wants Shador to be the guy, who's going to be the guy to make that? I mean, is Kevin in for the long haul to execute that?
You know, and I wonder, we've heard very little from Shador praising his coach. And praising his relationship with his coach. We've heard more from Kevin praising his quarterback and his work ethic. And the way
Kevin doesn't really do that.
And Kevin doesn't really do that.
No.
So if ownership is sold on Shador, and if Andrew Berry is sold on Shador, and Shador likes Kevin, well, then why would you make a move? Good point. We don't know what Shador really thinks of Kevin because he hasn't said.
Hmm. Let's sneak one in. Jeffrey in Cleveland. Hi, Jeffrey.
Well, you know, guys, here's the thing. Mousy, he gets his accolades. Every coach, he always gets his accolades. And the Carson guy, he gets his accolades. But they only stopped 3 teams from winning. The defense has only stopped 3 teams.
What are you talking about, Jeff? Where are you going with this?
Out of 15 games or 14 games, they only stopped 3 teams from winning.
So you're blaming the defense? Again, we're talking about Kevin Stefanski right now, so I just want to make sure you're listening.
He's backing that up with his thought.
Why don't you blame the defense for not stopping more teams from winning? If you're going to blame Kev for not winning games, why don't you blame the defense for not stopping more teams from winning? Go Browns.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have a decoder ring for that? Because can you help me out?
No, I have a decoder ring for it.
Okay.
It's this. Okay. The defense is supposed to be all that, and I don't have the exact number in front of me, but they were 7 going into the last game. They were 17th in the NFL in points allowed. Well, isn't that? That's middle of the pack at best, and the defense gave up 31 in each of the last 2 games. I think Jeff's point is this.
I'll give you the counterpoint to that. What's the average start of possession for the other team?
But
I mean, when you hand the ball to the team on the 25-yard line, and that's all it
is. Bottom line is the defense, points-wise, hasn't acted like a defense that's at the top of the NFL. It's held other teams down in yardage-wise. clearly the offense has put the defense in bad spot time after time after time. That's happened all season.
And so special teams put the defense in a bad spot. Yeah.
But Jeff's point is, you know, Minnesota, is you make a stop, you win the game.
I agree with you. Know, there are two games this year. There are at least two games this
year.
So
there are factors all the way around. There are special teams that could have won games for you. There are defensive moments that could have won games for you.
Yeah, this isn't about Miles. I'm not
Carson Schlesinger, but it's about a defense that at times has let the team down when it's come to ultimately winning a football game.
So I would say if you ask me percentage-wise, the defense has let this team down 10%?
Well, Jeff's just saying that's, you know, is that all on Kevin?
No, I don't think that's, is that on Kevin?
I don't think so either.
But it gets into the other
stuff.
But
again, if you're going to blame somebody for the season, the head coach is going to take the hit.
True.
They're not going to fire Andrew Berry and keep Kevin. Don't you think that's safe to say?
I don't know, man. I'll be honest with you. I agree in principle with what you're saying, but you never know.
If it's one or the other, Kevin's the odd man out.
Is that true? 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Yesterday the question was asked of Kevin Stefanski what he thought about his future. We've opened that story up a little bit more, and, you know, he had said, it's not my issue right now. I'm not really talking about that now. And, not my focus. That was the word. Not my focus. So, he said that yesterday, and then we asked you, is it, I mean, is he nearing the end of what's going on here in Cleveland, and will he be with another team next year? Will he be here next year? All of those questions are kind of out there. And then you could also bring Andrew Berry into the conversation as we talk about that too. And it's just funny. It's not that I'm not saying that I want Stefanski fired. I'm also not saying I don't know. I don't know where they're going with this thing. I do know that he's a head coach that I look at our offense and I'm like, I mean, who's going to win with that? It doesn't matter who the coach is. And I guess the only thing I'm saying is a little bit of caveat emptor. If you want him to go, let the buyer beware. You know, is it going to be better on the other side if you let him go, if he goes somewhere else? There have been plenty of times when I want to throw a brick at the TV on some of the play calls because I'm like, what are they doing? Why are we doing this? Why did you take your starting quarterback off the field? Why did you take Nick Chubb off the field? Is that really the call that you guys made? I can't believe this. Why are they doing that? If you're going to go for it on fourth down here, why aren't you going for it on fourth down here? There's been inconsistencies that I think every fan watches, every coach, and I think, you know, 95% of the coaches you watch, you'll do that every once in a while. Even if you think they're the greatest coach of all time, you'd be like, man, why did they take the quarterback off the field? Why? What were they thinking? So I think my point here isn't so much fire him or don't fire him. It's think this thing through before you really be careful what you wish for. I think that's more what I'm thinking. So
get an email from Mark. Mm-hmm. He says, I'm sorry, but it's a bit amusing to listen to the three of you defend Stefanski and Berry, which I don't think we've been defending. I think we've been discussing.
No, neither one of us has said either way. Like, I'm not sitting here saying fire him, and I'm also not saying don't fire him.
Mark says Andrew Berry is responsible for the roster, and he's done a bad job.
If it were up to me, I believe Kevin Stefanski should not be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns in 2026. Done. Nor do I believe Andrew Berry should be here. I just wanted to hear the argument because it wanted to make me think.
Yeah, well, that's...
Did you?
That's,
yeah.
Okay.
You could sit here and just say, fire everybody, and then...
It's easy to do that.
Yeah, and then you got another 3 hours and 45 minutes to talk about why you should fire everybody.
That's true.
So, Mark, I've been saying Andrew Berry is responsible for the roster for a long time.
Yeah, Jeff has been very much so. Even during this year, I'm like, you know what? This draft doesn't look so bad.
And Mark's right here. He does say with the penalties and mistakes, that's Stefanski's fault. That's true. Here's the thing.
Pre-snap penalties are his fault. Andy, I agree on that.
I think there's only one way Kevin is back.
And that is?
If the Haslams absolutely insisted on Deshaun Watson and that trade, and it handcuffed the organization so much in their minds that they think it's not fair to fire him. That's the only way I think Kevin is back. The only way. Because you don't win three games and then three, four, or five the next year and keep your job as a coach in the NFL. You just don't do that. And that's the only way I think he's back. I think Andrew Berry has a little bigger opening to return because he is not directly related to the guy's performance on the field during a game. Yes, I know he's the man to put those players on the field, but it's easier to fire a coach. I think.
I agree.
And that's why I think Andrew might have a little bigger window to survive. But to me, if you're going to change one, you should change them both.
The other thing is I don't need to come back next season and read that our head coach or our general manager, no matter who they are in the hot seat. I don't think it's productive. You can get off the hot seat. I understand it, but I just don't. I just, if you're going to make a move, make a move. Steve's in Akron. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. What's going on, man?
Good. I am, season ticket holder for 25 years. It's the worst check I write every year. And I would have fired Kevin weeks ago.
Okay.
And I find it just, it's getting to the point now where I don't know if I'm renewing. I mean, and Jeff, it's, don't say that you're not supporting him. It's over and over. You're just repeating like, oh, he doesn't have it. Oh, he doesn't have personnel. He doesn't
I think he can coach.
He doesn't have pre-step penalties. That's him. That's 100% him.
I think he can coach. I also don't think he's going to survive this based on...
I don't think Ignatius would have hired him.
Okay. I think Ignatius would have. I'm going to go out on a limb.
Let's see what the New York Giants or the Tennessee Titans do, Steve.
Let me ask you this. Bubba Ventrone?
Say that again?
Is he dying on... Is Kevin sticking up for Ventrone? I mean, it's
I don't know. That's a great.
Who's doing that?
Well, I don't know. The question is, you have to ask yourself, was it Kevin's call to bring him in the first place? I don't know why. You want to tell me what was the difference between Mike Prefer? Like, Prefer was doing the right things. I don't know that he was doing anything wrong. I don't ever remember complaining about the special teams nearly as much as we do now. I mean, it's just glaring. When they make a mistake, it costs us games. And so it makes me wonder if that was even Kevin's call in the first place.
And who was Kevin's call on who our quarterback two was to start the year? Because clearly, and I'm not a Shador nor Gabriel, I was okay with drafting quarterbacks, but when he broke camp and said Shador was buried behind everyone, you know, did he all of a sudden just get amazingly great over the last 3 months? Or was Kevin blind? Or was Kevin...
Well, Kevin had his two veteran quarterbacks taken away from him.
And you're saying Shador is great?
Not saying Shador is great. Not saying that. I'm saying he's better than Dylan Gabriel. And I mean, anyone that was at camp listening to you guys, listening to your reporters were like, you know, Gabriel could have hit the side of a barn.
Well, who drafted him?
And now all of a sudden,
who
drafted him?
Who drafted Gabriel ahead of Sanders?
Was that status and pressure?
Steve, who drafted Gabriel? Who drafted Gabriel?
Right.
Who drafted him?
The pressure's on him, then he's got to be the two.
Who drafted him?
No, I get you, Steve. Steve, we understand what you're saying. I get it. I mean, yeah, let me ask you this. Let me just fire this one quick question at you. Hang on.
Kevin's the quarterback guru. I haven't seen it yet. You know, he's coach of the year. He can't win in the playoffs. I'm not giving him the Pittsburgh win.
Okay. Yeah, which is stupid, by the way, Steve.
All right, Steve. Thank you. Appreciate it. My question is, I didn't get a chance just because we weren't going to get back and forth on that. Do you think Kevin's going to land somewhere next year as a head coach?
I don't know. He'll land.
Give him 2 years to land as a head coach.
He'll be a head coach again in the NFL if he's let go here.
Bill is in Shaker Heights. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going?
Good, good.
Hey, just wanted to comment on leadership and such. And my experience has been, and you know, ultimately the leader, whomever's in charge, is responsible for whatever does or does not happen. If it goes well, the subordinates get the credit. If it doesn't go well, you take ownership. Now, obviously, he can't in a press conference really talk about, I guess, some of the details. But it seemed to me that, for example, Ventura, if the special teams aren't doing well, you can't just say, oh, well, you know, we have bad personnel or whatever. He has to sit down with Ventrone and work it out and make something happen. Otherwise, he's ultimately responsible. And I just wonder about that, you know. The defense, he can delegate that to the defensive coordinator because they're doing very well. He can't afford to delegate to Ventrone, so he has to take action. Ultimately, he's responsible. And I have trouble believing that he had no say in Ventrone. He had no say in a lot of these personnel decisions that's going on. So I'd just like your feedback on that.
Bill, you're the first person that and this is the first time I think we've ever had that conversation. I agree with you. Like, I don't know that. I mean, the problem I have is that there was no issues with Mike Prefer. Like, as far as I know, and anyone I had asked, because I remember when they let him go, I was like, why are they letting this guy go? And it just didn't make any sense to me. So somehow, some way, Bubba Ventrone came into the picture, and someone in the organization had said, this is a better move. So, and now this is where we're at with it. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
It is different food for thought. I mean, it's not like we're... I don't know that we've ever really dove into that question at all. I think the only question is that you see other teams just, you know, fire special teams coordinators in the middle of the season, and we're watching our team lose with special teams, you know, gaffes that are changing the game, that are putting the defense in, you know, in the red zone to have to make a stop on, you know, four plays, get these guys out of the end zone. I mean, you know, we were talking about points allowed, and I get it. That's a number that sticks with the defense, but how much of it does it really matter? You know, pick six, does that go against the defense? It does go against points allowed, but should it go against the defense? So, I mean, when you look at some of these reasons why bad things are happening, you kind of have to dive into them a little bit deeper, and the only one that's going to do that is a Browns fan because nobody else cares. If you're on the outside, you're saying, well, look, man, they're giving up 30 points a week. Oh, how is that happening, right? If you're on the outside, you're like, oh, they're just – no one thinks about pick sixes or scooping scores when teams are giving up points. Like, how'd that team give up 51 points? Well, let's face it, they started the drive from the 10. The other teams did. You know, so Jack, how are you? Jackson Ken. Hey, Jack.
Hello, Jack.
I'm good. I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good.
One, I don't know. You hear a whole bunch of different opinions. I don't know how you bring back Kevin Stefanski. My issue is, okay, you finished the last 2 years at 6-28. It doesn't look like there's any drive in the team, any fire in the team. We have a coach that has no fire. I would be embarrassed as ownership if every time I listened to a post-game interview, all I heard was, yeah, we got to look at the film. We got to coach better. We got to play better.
That's you need to listen to most coaches in the NFL then, Jack, because they say the same thing.
Jeff, that might, but again, I think in Cleveland,
it's louder when you lose. Let's be honest.
That's true.
Yeah, there you go. It's been 5 years. We still have the most ridiculous penalties. I know pre-snap penalties, offsides. I mean that display. What were we? We were offsides on the kickoff or on the receive out after the 50-yard kick return by the Bears on Sunday. How does that happen? And I think you have to look at coaching, including Stefanski. The team never looks prepared. In my opinion, for the next three games, I don't even think a lot of the guys are playing for nothing more than a paycheck. That has to go towards Stefanski. But I don't want to just make a change to make a change. I would like to see us get a coach in there with a little fire. I think that's needed. Where are we going to find that? I'm not sure. I'm sure a lot of coaches out there think, well, that's where you go to die if you're an NFL head coach, is go to Cleveland, Ohio. But that's the kind of head coach I think we need. Someone that's not afraid after a loss to stand up and go, no, we suck today. And I'm going to make some – we don't play football like that. We still don't have that winning attitude in Cleveland, and you have to look at the coaching staff.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Since 1999, who's brought the most winning to this team? I'm not defending. I'm just asking. There's a stat, right, Jeff? We talked about that yesterday. Who's had the most winning?
Well, it's easy. He's been here longer than everybody, too. It's Kevin. But it's what have you done for me lately, and lately they've not done well.
True.
So we know how that goes.
Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us next. She was the one asking the questions yesterday about, you know, his future and what he might be thinking and where we're going with this thing. So Mary Kay joins us next. We're going to Mike Florio at 11:40. We're going to talk to Chris Fedor at 1 o'clock about the Cavs. Hang on the line. If we can get to you here pretty soon, we can. Your reaction to some of the things that we've been talking about, and I'll be interested to hear what Mary Kay Cabot has to say next on Baskin and Phelps.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.